Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to teach you how to say something terrible. Right, but we have a wonderful guest, Josh Winston. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. 你好。
你好。
Oh, wow. Do you remember the first time I met you in Munich? And you came to me, and I thought a 12-year-old kid coming to me, and then he spoke fluent Chinese. I was shocked, and I was impressed, and this is why you're here today.
Thank you very much. I'll take that as a huge compliment. I was a big fan of yours, and still am, so thanks for having me.
Thank you. Right, so why did you choose to share with people how to say something terrible? That was your choice, by the way.
I wouldn't say that it's terrible. I mean, I guess it's more funny, and zaogao is just sort of a useful phrase that you can say if you mess up or if something goes wrong. And I think it sort of lightens the mood a little bit,
right.
Especially because it's just sort of a fun word to say.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's necessarily terrible, but
if you go to China and then you say zaogao properly, then people will think your Chinese is awesome. And they judge you, your level of Chinese proficiency, by certain useful words and expressions you can express. So when you go to China and you say zaogao, they will be all over you. They will love you. So let's get this right. Zaogao, it's a very important and useful phrase to describe something horrible. But at the same time, as you mentioned, there are some really interesting contexts we can use. But before we go into that, let's get the pronunciation right.
Let's do it.
糟糕. So 糟糕 both are first tone, so you make it flat. And you can make it as long as you want or as short as you wish. So 糟糕. Or you say, oh, 糟糕. You can say that too.
It's just fun to say.
Yeah, it's so fun to say, and the meaning is even more fun. Do you know the meaning of 糟, Josh?
No.
糟, it's actually the ancient time. That was the dregs from the wine filtering.
Okay.
Nowadays, the meaning, you can say 糟 is the waste, or if you use that as an adjective, that means something bad.
Interesting. I didn't know that, actually.
And then 糕, it's the cake.
Cake.
Yeah, the cake. So imagine your cake has some waste on top. Then your cake is ruined.
You can't eat the bottom. You just have to throw the whole thing out.
That's right. So 糟糕 together, that means the cake is ruined, it's bad, it's horrible. 糟糕. Actually, there's another way of saying the cake. We say 蛋糕.
蛋糕, yeah.
Yeah, 蛋糕. 蛋 is the egg.
Egg, sure.
So but most cakes are made out of eggs.
This one is made out of badness, I guess.
Yeah, the badness, exactly. So say 糟糕, that is a very useful expression.
Probably the way that I learned Chinese was largely due to Princeton and Beijing, where mm-hmm. you're in a classroom for many hours a day studying Chinese.
Wow.
And we just say it a lot, like if we mess up, because as I said, it sort of lightens the mood, like you make a small mistake
mm-hmm.
and we weren't allowed to speak English.
Right.
So we couldn't say oops or sorry or
yeah.
Correct. So we just say 糟糕 and everyone would just sort of laugh.
Yes, it's really useful. And also it's actually to do with Chinese culture. In Chinese culture, people love you more if you make fun of yourself. And people appreciate it when you are humble rather than being arrogant. So when you can make fun of yourselves by saying, hey, 糟糕, then people think it's not only authentic, they think you are likable. And let's get that right. 糟糕. All right. Another thing I often say when I'm in China or Taiwan, I say, oh, 我好笨. 我好笨. What is that? You are laughing. Tell us.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, I'm dumb. I'm so silly. And then when I make fun of myself, then people appreciate that. And very often in some very tense occasion, and people, they think you break the ice. So just, yeah. Oh, 我好笨. But never say 你好笨, okay? Because 你好笨, 你好笨 means you are very dumb, so we don't
except,
say that.
Except with close friends and totally sarcastic.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, and then when I say 我好笨, that means I'm so dumb. And then when I say I'm a fool, I say 我是笨蛋. 我 is I. 是 is is. 笨 we know is dumb. But why do we add the egg? 蛋 is egg.
I don't know. I just assumed it's some, you know, part of like the cultural aspect that you were referring to. It's just sort of part of something that's always been said. Like you qualify the cake, you qualify the egg. It's just, I guess food is very important in China.
So. It is. Yeah, there are so many expressions with food.
Bad. I guess that's a saying in English as well. It's like you're a bad, it's a bad egg or you're a bad egg.
Right. Tell us what else situation you had to say, oh, 糟糕了.
I guess like if we get lost, I was in China in 2006, 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if Google was necessarily accessible and Uber
nope.
Wasn't necessarily a thing or Didi Dachua wasn't a thing. So sometimes we would get lost and then 糟糕.
糟糕, exactly.
糟糕.
Yeah, but nowadays, even with Uber and Didi and Google, I still get lost. So I'm 糟糕
okay.
still.
Well, that makes me feel better for my mid-2000s self.
Right. Thank you very much, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. This is a very useful phrase called, oh, it's terrible. Oh, no, it's bad. Oh, no, I screwed up. 糟糕了. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until then, 再见.
再见.